Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called Common Sense. Now, I've had some great conversations recently, which include a few conversations about the lack of common sense in the world. Interestingly, from my conversations, the lack of common sense in the world appears to be a fairly common view. So, I was listening to Marcus Buckingham, author of Discover Your Strengths, and I find my mind relating back to the common sense conversations I'd had. This, in essence, is what Marcus said. On the 42nd day after conception, the brain starts developing neurons. But not a few neurons, 100 billion. And not over a lifetime, but 100 billion neurons in 120 days. That's 9,500 per second. But just like transistors, which make up a computer chip, neurons can't do anything unless they're connected. So, 6 days before birth, our neurons start trying to connect to each other. And with the connection, bingo, a synapse is formed. But neurons don't just join to one other neuron. On average, every neuron connects to 15,000 other neurons. So just to be clear, this means by the time you're 3 years old, you have 100 billion neurons, each with 15,000 connections. Marcus says the areas of the brain which have the strongest connections are the ones which govern most of our thoughts. Now, this got me to thinking over a very nice glass of Chapel Hill Verdello, a wine I would recommend if you ever see it. With so many neurons and synapses, the configuration of my brain, and hence my strongest connections, are going to be very different to everyone else in the world. You and me are absolutely unique. Not just a little bit, but if we, the 6.5 billion people on the planet, were computers, and our neurons were identical transistors, it would take more than 2,100 years before an identical configuration was built. Add in the complexity of biology, learning and memory, and the figure becomes an infinite length of time. So to me, this means I can think in a way that no one else ever has, will, or would. And hence I can do things that no one else has, will, or could. And so, if I'm looking for my view of common sense, then maybe it's going to be a little harder to find than I used to think. Which I guess is why a lack of common sense in the world is a fairly common view. So, till next week, be yourself. This is David Gardner.